proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, with another radio program about Jewish life and practice. There are four major branches of Judaism. For this program, we will look at that branch known as Conservative Judaism. Now, that name does not imply anything about the group with regard to the political philosophies espoused by its adherents. Indeed, many conservative Jews tend to lean leftward in their politics. For example, a book written by a conservative Jew entitled Let's Make a Mitzvah, that book proposed that Jews could fulfill God's commandments in this world by working with various liberal advocacy groups and social organizations. The origins of conservative Judaism lay in a mid-19th century German movement, a movement known as Positive Historical Judaism. This faction grew as Jews reflected on the implications of the Haskalah, that is to say, the Jewish Enlightenment. The founder of the Positive Historical Movement, a rabbi by the name of Zacharias Frankel, taught that Jewish law adapted to changes that came about in the societies in which they lived. Conservative Judaism did not spread to the United States until the latter part of the 19th century. The Pittsburgh Platform, adopted in 1885, consisted of a series of resolutions declaring that the ritual observance of Jewish law was not only anachronistic, but also created rifts between Jewish religious groups. In the early part of the 20th century, conservative Judaism became the largest Jewish denomination in the United States. At that time, approximately 43% of American Jewish households attended a conservative Jewish synagogue. That number dropped, so much so that by the year 2000, only 33% of American Jews identified themselves with conservative Judaism. Much of the early growth in this movement resulted from the efforts of a man, Rabbi Solomon Schechter. Rabbi Schechter founded the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, still one of the large schools affiliated with conservative Judaism. By blending modern innovations, such as mixed-gender seating in congregations, blending modern innovations with traditional religious practices, conservative Judaism gained the allegiance of a number of first- and second-generation American Jews. In 1968, the Leadership Council of Conservative Judaism issued a statement entitled Emet ve'emuna, or Truth and Faithfulness. The group set forth seven common doctrines held by adherents of that movement. For one, the statement Emet ve'emuna asserted a belief in the existence of one God. It rejected the doctrines of atheism, polytheism, and Trinitarianism. Emet ve'emuna affirmed the authority of the law or the Torah. The document described Torah as, quote, the embodiment of God's will revealed preeminently to the Jewish people through Moses, the prophets, and the sages, unquote. Emet ve'emunah also emphasized ethics. Ethics as opposed to religious ritual observance as paramount in Jewish life. The document declared that every Jew had an obligation to obey God's will for his age. In our time, conservative Judaism continues to dwindle in number and influence. Nonetheless, it continues to play a prominent role in American Jewish circles. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.